Welcome back to our series we're calling Revival Arrival. We're looking at how to revive our faith in several different areas where it's easy to become a little unbelieving or perhaps somewhat doubtful sometimes. And so far we've looked at three of those areas, and we've said that God does in fact and can in fact heal us when we are sick. And he can bring us a fresh new vision when we feel stuck or lost in life. And he can and will reward us for the good works we do, the service we perform for others. Today I want to talk with you about a fourth area of revival. And this one is kind of related to last week when we talked about service and good work. It's a little different, but you could consider it part two to the message last week. Today I want to talk with you about mighty works are coming. We all face times when we need a miracle. When we've been dealing with the same problem for a while, it's easy to start wondering where the God of miracles is. The God who created you, breathed life into you, and formed you in your mother's womb, a miracle in and of itself. You've read the Bible stories about how God parted the waters, saved a widow from famine, spared three young men thrown into a fiery furnace, how he gave Abraham and Sarah a baby in their old age, how he won incredible victories, great victories for his people, defeated armies against impossible odds. You've heard how Jesus fed the multitude, healed the sick, and raised the dead to new life. But you wonder, where is he now in your hour of need? Get your faith back. God still works miracles today. God still performs mighty works to save his people. The problem is that we want God to do it the way we expect, how we want it to be done. Take, for example, maybe you're looking for a new job. It's been a long time. You've sent out resumes. You've applied everywhere. Nothing's happening. Or your child is off course, getting bullied at school or thinking dark thoughts. He won't talk to you about it. Or you got into an accident. You're laid up at home and worried, afraid that you'll never get back to your old self again. So what do? You ask God to send you that perfect job, to bring your child back to a place of perfect peace, to restore you to perfect health. You want that great miracle. But sometimes we look in the wrong direction for miracles. Our vision is too limited. We miss the many small miracles God is doing, the many small but mighty acts that are happening all the time behind the scenes, things that are happening behind the scenes. We miss that. Often we miss that because we're looking for that great, grandiose miracle. But what about that friend who calls on your behalf to a prospective employer, takes the time to recommend you, or that school counselor who works overtime to help your child, or all those people who assisted you while you were recovering from that injury, sending flowers, bringing food to your home, driving you to your doctor's appointments. Our director of operations and stewardship, Lisa, you know, she broke her back. You probably heard that. And she's been, was in the hospital for a few days and has been out back at home trying to recuperate. It's going to be at least 6 weeks. She told me that aside from her family, the only way that she could have gotten through this ordeal is with your help. This community, this parish family, poured their hearts out to her, doing all those things, bringing food and helping her out, sending flowers. She was just telling me this morning how sad she was that she couldn't come to church and be part of this community. Still, she was stuck at home. And then she said that one of you called and said she was bringing over a cup of Starbucks coffee and a muffin, and she felt better. She knew she was loved. Those are the minor miracles that happen every day. They happen behind the scenes, but they happen all the time. It's easy to miss them. God can do remarkable, unexplainable things. He can wipe out cancer in the blink of an eye. He can break an addiction overnight. He can knock down walls that seem to be indestructible. But he also does these little things along the way towards that great miracle that you're looking for. Don't miss them. And they're often performed by ordinary people you might never expect. When the Israelites were wandering in the desert, they blamed Moses for everything that went wrong. At one point, Moses got upset. He asked God, he said, "God, why do you treat me so badly? Why do you make me endure the complaints of all the people and take on the frustrations of the entire community?" He went on to tell God, "Hey God, these are your people, not mine. I didn't make them, you did. And by the way, God, it was your idea to bring us out here into the desert in the first place. So do something. Do something." Well, God could see that Moses was overwhelmed, that he could not keep shouldering the burden all by himself, so he decided to give Moses some help. He told him to gather 70 men who were natural-born leaders, men who were respected among the people, elders of the community. Well, Moses did what God asked, and as we heard in the first reading today, the Lord came down in a cloud. And taking some of the spirit that was on Moses, he bestowed it on the 70 elders. And as the spirit came to rest on them, they prophesied. Specifically, they were given the spirit of encouragement to reassure the people that God was going to always take care of them. What's interesting is that two men who were not in the camp, one named Eldad, the other Medad, they had been on the list, but they were not in the camp at the time. They started doing the same thing. They started encouraging the people, going around the camp, telling people that everything was going to be okay, boosting their spirits. Moses had a young assistant named Joshua, and he thought this was wrong. To him, these two men were imposters. They weren't in the camp, they weren't in the right place at the right time, and therefore they were not among the chosen few. They were not part of the inner circle. But notice what Moses says to Joshua. "Would that all the people of the Lord were prophets. Would that the Lord might bestow his spirit upon them all." And in fact, he did. The spirit of the Lord is upon us all. You don't have to be a priest, a prophet, an appointed leader of the people. You have the power to perform mighty works in the name of God, to encourage the brokenhearted, lift up the lowly, bring peace to those who are anxious, courage to people who are afraid, blessings to those in need. Our new missions director, Thea, was standing outside the front doors of the church early one morning a few weeks ago. She wanted to meet all the volunteers who made sandwiches for the homeless and brought them here, dropped them off on certain designated days. She said one woman came with 25 sandwiches. And when Thea commented on the number, the woman simply shrugged and said, "If I can make one, I can make 25. That woman was performing a mighty work of God. About a month ago, another woman came to our front doors here. She had just been discharged from a local hospital emergency room. She literally had nowhere to go. She had nowhere to go. Somehow, a taxi cab dropped her off here. We had never seen her before. She was so exhausted, she fell asleep in our chapel. On the fly, a group of our parishioners figured out a plan to help her. They got her some food from the kitchen. They drove her to the nearest bus stop. They told her exactly where they needed to go, where she needed to go to get help. They were performing a mighty work of God. I heard about this woman named Leah Ruth Jamilo. She was having a terrible time at work. The pressure was intense. Everything was going wrong that week. She was under incredible strain. She felt so anxious and stressed out. And on Friday, she was so exhausted, she decided to cancel a long weekend she had planned away with some of her closest friends. She didn't even think she had the energy to pack and drive to the place. Her friends finally convinced her to go, but she cried all the way there. All the way until, that is, she came to a toll booth on the Chicago Skyway. She pulled up and the toll booth operator asked her how she was doing. It's a routine question, nothing out of the ordinary, just a formula, you know, just kind of what you say to people. How are you doing? Well, that's all Jamilo needed. The dam broke. She started crying and pouring out her story to this woman. all the gory details of the problems at work and everything she was going through. Now, this toll booth operator could have been, you know, like most people, a little, you know, dismissive. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, but you need to keep going. Have a better day. People, I'm sure, were honking as she was telling this story. But that's not what the operator did. No, she sat there and listened to the entire story with compassion and love. She didn't care how many cars were backing up. Someone asked me this morning after Mass if that toll booth operator got fired. Absolutely not, because she was on national news. Anyway, she listened to the whole story, and at the end, she said, "Now you listen here, girl." I guess that's how women talk to each other. Anyway, she said, "You listen here, girl. I got you. You're going to be in my prayers, and everything's going to be okay." Well, at that very moment, Jamila said she felt a huge weight being lifted off her shoulders. She felt lighter. She felt hopeful again. She had a wonderful weekend. She will never forget that small act of kindness. That toll booth operator, she had the Spirit of the Lord in her. She performed a mighty work of God. In the gospel reading today, one of the disciples, John, reported to Jesus that another man was trying to help someone in need, someone who had been afflicted with the spirit of evil. And like Joshua, John didn't think that was right. The other man wasn't a disciple. He hadn't gotten permission from Jesus. He didn't have the training. But to his surprise, Jesus said, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who can perform a mighty deed in my name and still talk evil of me, speak evil or ill of me. No one can do that." What Jesus was saying is that everyone who performs a work of mercy, a good turn for someone else, an act of service, honors God. It doesn't matter who they are. And when you put on the eyes, the glasses of faith, and you see through the eyes of faith, you can see mighty works happening everywhere by all kinds of people, even people you would not normally expect. A man named Alex was homeless for a very long time. He finally got permanent housing. But the problem was, it didn't come with any furniture, no household goods, nothing at all. When he moved in, the apartment was completely bare. Our St. Vincent de Paul team here at St. Hilary Church got to work. They got him some furniture, donated basic linens, provided household supplies to help Alex get started on his new life. A woman named Lenita, who lives here in our local community, a single mom with a child enrolled in a local public school, our public school here, our middle school here down the road, her house was burglarized a few weeks ago. All the money she had, everything she had saved up, was taken, just gone. This was verified by a police report. Our St. Vincent de Paul team came to the rescue again, helped her out with rent for that month, gave her some money for food, got her back on her feet. Two more mighty miracles in the name of the Lord. Well, Father Roger, you might be thinking, "I'm an ordinary person. There's not much I can do. I'm not very special. I don't have a lot of money or spare time." Can I tell you, I am not looking at ordinary people. I'm not looking at ordinary people, for those of you at home. I'm looking at sons and daughters of the Most High God. I'm looking at people who have been redeemed, equipped, motivated, and called to perform mighty works in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't have to be earth-shattering, far-reaching, life-changing. In fact, Jesus said in the gospel, even someone who gives a cup of water to drink, or in Lisa's case, a cup of Starbucks to drink, will surely not lose their reward. Even if all you do is set a good example so that someone else stays on the right path, doesn't go astray, you have performed a righteous deed. You've done a good turn, something good. And as Jesus indicates, you will have saved yourself for eternity in the process. Maybe all you did was introduce someone to the right person, like that servant who introduced David to King Saul in the Old Testament, and the rest was history. Or you pointed someone in the right direction, like the young girl who told a powerful Syrian general about a prophet in Israel who could cure his leprosy and did cure it. Or you made a few sandwiches, like the young boy who gave Jesus 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread to feed thousands of people. Or you stayed with someone, comforting them in their time of sorrow, like Ruth walked with Naomi and refused to leave her side after she had lost her husband and both of her sons. All of these are mighty works of God in their own right. I want to introduce you to someone I have never met, someone that I am frankly afraid to meet. His name is Mighty. Mighty belongs to Jim, our tech director. Or I should say, Jim belongs to Mighty, I should say, I think. Anyway, Mighty is a tiny chihuahua with a huge heart. He weighs 9 pounds, soaking wet, but inside, he's a giant. In his mind, his job is to protect the family. Jim tells me that he will, quote, tear to shreds anyone who comes through the front door and is not a member of his pack of humans. Mighty might be small, but Mighty does mighty works for the people he loves, and so can you. It might be small, but it's mighty. Most miracles are not over the top. They're not flashy events, extraordinary things. Most miracles are those small, good works that we do that make miracles happen gradually, over time, in stages, little by little. Never underestimate the good that you can do. Scripture says, I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Every good work you do is a mighty work. Every good thing someone does to you is a mighty work of God. It's time for a revival. Put on the glasses of faith. See through the eyes of faith. Look around. Mighty works are everywhere. Mighty works are coming.